This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. Chlal Beis, Halacha, Hey and Vav. The good news is that we're actually going to do 2 days right now because usually we do it at 12:30. I'm not available at that time. So we're going to do two. They're both very short. Here we go. Chlal Beis, Halacha, Hey. Nerali. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it would seem to me, now the Chafetz Chaim is saying his own chiddush. Demasipur ba'pe tosa ha'yi b'fnei anoshim yirei alaikim, shenizhara me'yisrei lashin hara. If the report that was said in front of three people, if one of the three people, or if the three, let's start off, all three people are God-fearing, modest people. Again, let's understand Apei Tasa. The lumdus of Apei Tasa is, if somebody says derogatory information about somebody else in front of three people, then those listeners are allowed to say it. Why? Because once it's said in front of three people, the word is going to get out. But that's only if these are three average guys. But three guys who are very careful in the laws of Lashon Hara, then you can't say anymore that since it was said in front of three people, the word is going to get out, because these people might not spread it. And therefore, the laws of Apei Tasa won't apply. Memela ein davar zeh asur l'sgalos. This is not destined to be revealed. Vim kein asur min ha-Torah l'saper achar kach davar zeh l'acher. If that's the case, it is prohibited min ha-Torah to say this over to another. Says the Chafetz Chaim, va'afilu imrak echad me'ashloisha haya ishirei elaykim. If even one of the three people was God-fearing, shenizar me'yisra lashon hara, that's careful from the laws of lashon hara, gam kein dina hachi, it would have the same din. Desu leka shloisha mefarsimim. We no longer have three people who are going to spread it. So this always, this always causes great wonderment to me. So how does Apei Tasa ever apply? So somebody spoke Lashon in front of three people. They're allowed to say it. Why? Because since it's going to get out, they're allowed to say it. Well, don't say it and it won't get out. No. Human nature is that if it's said in front of three people, it's not going to get out. It's going to get out. Yeah, but if I'm God-fearing, then I won't say it. And once I don't say it, it's not going to get out. No, it seems like the heter of Apei Tasa is only if you would like to categorize yourself as someone who can control their mouth. Okay, so if you're a guy who can't control his mouth, and it was said in front of two other like-minded people, then you would be allowed to say it. But if any of those three people are the kind of guys that like learn Chafetz Chaim Yoimi, then no. If you're committing yourself to learning Sefer Chafetz Chaim every day, you've now disrupted the process of Apei Tasa. You have single-handedly put a stumbling block in the phenomenon of what we call Chavra Chavra Islay. Even if one of the guys, you're right. If it's already in the paper, then it's out. If it's already in the news, it's out. So then there's a Yesh Oimrim, that if this is not the only thing you're trying to say and you're not trying to spread it, then you'd be allowed to say it. But now we're dealing with a very limited case of where it was said in front of three people, but if they are God-fearing or one of them is God-fearing, you don't have the heter of Apei Tasa. Efshe du adinam echad me'ashloish ayim mimikayravav, ayoyavav, shal mi shenemer alav hagnos. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it's possible if one of the three people was related to or was friendly with the person who it was spoken about, gam kein shayach haytaima, this reason is also shayach. Why? Because he's not going to spread it. Dehu bevadei lo yelech v'yigale l'ha'olam hagnus shel krayvai v'oyavai. Because he definitely will not go and reveal the disparagement of his relative or friend. Im kein tzuza leka tasa, so you no longer have three people. Now, this is amazing to me, because this is the Chafetz Chaim's own chiddush. The Gemara says that there's a heter of Apei Tasa. So now what? If one of the three people is God-fearing, that interrupts the heter of Apei Tasa? Yes, that's the Chafetz Chaim's Chiddush. It doesn't apply if one of the three people is God-fearing or related. Oid nirali, says the Chafetz Chaim, I'll tell you another Chiddush. The Dafka ba'oisoir sheshama ba'peitasa. This only in the city itself where it was heard in front of three people. Mutter legale is mishum de chavra chavra islay. Chavra chavra islay only applies in the same city. Says the Chafetz Chaim, where do I get that from? From the fact that the Gemara and Baba Basra only, the Gemara and Baba Basra equates the laws of Lashon Hara and Macha. And just like Macha, we only apply that if somebody is on your land and you protest, not in their presence, it's a valid Macha Shaloi Bifanov, is a good Macha. Why? Chavra Chavra Isli. That's only Ba'oisa Ha'ir. Likewise, the law of Ape Tosa, that Chavra Chavra Isli would apply only Ba'oisa Ha'ir. Now, what about nowadays when the lines of communication have expanded? I don't know. Maybe it's different. Maybe even Be'ir Acheras. Maybe even Be'ir Acheras. But I'm not sure. I don't know. Because very likely, the laws of Ape Tlasa will be limited to actual conversation. You'll say, but you know, nowadays you could send a WhatsApp. Pal, if you actually believe the WhatsApps that you get, then you need therapy, you need medication, and you need life coaching. Nobody actually believes things people send them in a WhatsApp. Maybe it only applies in actual human conversation, but I'm not sure. I don't know what the guidelines of Chavra Chavra Islay are. But the Chafetz Chaim at least codifies that Chavra Chavra Islay is only Ba'oisei Ha'ir. Avaloi Bi'ir Acheres. After Shayores Mitzuyos. Even though the caravans are common. Ba'ayim Be'ber Mayim Chayim. Interesting, if you look in the Be'er Mayim Chayim, he says that he quotes the here, take a look. He says, "V'neim kenim yoymar olav echa davar zebifnei shloisha anosh b'medina zu oy be'ir zu she'ein darba oisay bal malacha yiamuter achigach la'achem la'echad me'ashlo shalomer zeb be'iroi mitam dechaver islay b'sheretz mitzus mezuzu b'vadei b'sliv yizgal ein koil ein svara klal loymar kain." I by macha it may apply. It may spread even b'shayorais mitzuyos. So then why don't we compare Macha to Lashon Hara? That's only by a Macha where somebody is on your field unlawfully. Then maybe you could apply if somebody lived with an Eish HaSish, Ba'avoinois Gedoilois, you could say maybe Ape Tlasa applies Me'ir Le'ir. But a Dvarim HaKtanim that are not normally heard, me'ir le'ir, the laws of Ape Tosa would not apply. So the Chafetz Chaim is now saying that the extent of whether information travels would depend on the magnitude of the information. If you say about somebody, I don't think you should go to this dry cleaner, you know, because the starch on the pocket is not the way it should be. So now what you're going to say, that let's say you visit England and you bet, could you expect that if a few guys in Brooklyn are talking about a dry cleaner in England, it's going to get out to London? We're not talking about such catastrophic Lashon Hara that we could expect it to spread. So even though by Macha it may spread me earlier, by Lashon Hara it wouldn't. However, if you're saying about somebody, you know, like a bombshell revelation that could, you know, that if people will hear it, they would be shocked, then maybe the Chafetz Chaim would say that Chavra Chavra Islay would apply Limedina Acheras. It seems like it would be connected to the laws of Macha, but Macha, the Chafetz Chaim says, is usually of greater magnitude than the regular situation of Lashon Hara. Okay, that's one limud we're going to do now tomorrow's.
Can I ask you a question, Rabbi?
Yeah, go for it.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.